This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. When the Jacobson brothers were 14 and 18 years old, they often invited friends over for house parties on Saturday nights. There was food and drink and general teenage goofing off, but there was also something a little less common for a high school party: teenagers playing classical music. In the past two decades, those house parties have evolved into professional concert performances, and the group of friends has formed an orchestral collective called The Knights. The group is flexible in its size and its repertory and works to adapt classical music for a modern audience. But despite their more formal performance venues, the group tries to stay true to the notion that music should be fun and playing music together should feel like a party. They're performing a show at the Diana Wortham Theater in Asheville tonight, the kickoff event for a new arts organization, Free Range Asheville. And we're going to talk more about that in a bit, but first, the co-founder and conductor of The Knights, Eric Jacobson, joins me for a preview of their performance. Hello, Eric.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us more about these parties where apparently you're eating cello shots or something. What these parties, actually, that started with your parents, right?
Exactly, yeah. Well, my parents, our parents are both musicians. Our father played in the Met Opera for 30 years plus. Our mom was a flutist, and we would often see them enjoying music with friends. That was sort of our exposure to music in the house. They would practice or they'd have these parties. And, you know, apple doesn't fall far, and we ended up trying to do the same kind of thing, whether it was just seeing joy in music making and then trying to do it ourselves. And yeah, we would invite, I was in pre-college at Juilliard at the time, and I'd invite my closest 20 friends over, and my brother would do the same. He was in college at the time. Though it did, just when you introduced us and said, two decades, which is totally true. You're not wrong. My heart fell slightly out of my body to realize that it was two decades ago that those times were had. However, they still live quite strongly. They burn hard in our soul of making music together.
Well, I like the idea that initially, you know, it's kind of a subversive way for you all to stay up a little later because your parents are having a party. But ultimately, the music is wonderful, and you decide you want to replicate that, not just staying up late. Huh?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, the idea that people who find similar goals or have similar goals, figure out the same trajectory to get there, that enjoying music together in an environment of, you know, we talked often about the idea of there are no mistakes, because what you're describing and what we were doing is having these reading parties where we'd sit down together, pick up a string quartet. Well, let's do the third Beethoven string quartet. And you just read it through. And when you're doing something like that for the first time, there, you can't fault anyone because you're just doing it because you love that music. And of course, everyone makes mistakes, so there are no mistakes because it's an understanding.
Well, and observations, right? Because then there's a moment when somebody says, hey, you know, I just noticed this. And so everybody takes a look and said, oh, that's interesting. Let's try it that way. And so there's this kind
Absolutely.
Of potential for real discovery and joy in music that, you know, while the concert hall is a fine place, there is a sense that you better have it right because I paid good money for this seat, right?
Well, and there's the transition from this group of friends that liked playing chamber music together for fun, for just that sheer joy. The next step was actually deciding we wanted to play shows and put on a concert and so on. But what we took away from that is when you're sitting together and just playing music and there are no mistakes, how beautiful and freeing that is to yourself. And so therefore, we try to take that to our rehearsal process, a place which is kind of, you know, the nest of hopefully everyone is free to say everything or anything. And we get there and we rehearse a lot. And more or less, we put our goal to a place where the stage is not a finished product because it's always changing. So tonight in Asheville is going to be a very different concert than was two nights ago in Athens or three nights ago in Atlanta, and totally different from the climate that we played in Toronto a week ago, and it's just going to be different. However, we try to get to the place where on stage, once again, you get to a place where there are no mistakes. And yes, maybe someone drops a note here or there. It doesn't really matter, a different bowing, something, articulation. But you've gotten to a place where the goal is similar. So in that music room, in that living room where we were just reading music, the goal was to have fun and figure a piece out. So, of course, you're all on the same page. And then rehearsing so much and spending time together for a long time, you get to the same goal of sharing a musical vision of a piece.
And the trick is to keep the fun in it while you're getting better and better. And I assume that on your records, you've really gotten it right. And you recently released a record, and I think it shows the range of your repertoire. I want to listen to a clip of Stravinsky's Dumbarton Oaks Concerto, which is certainly one of the touchstones in chamber music. Let's listen to a little bit of it as interpreted by the Knights. There is a clip of the orchestral collective The Knights performing the third movement of the Stravinsky Concerto in E-flat, Dumbarton Oaks. That group is going to perform at the Diana Wortham Theater in Asheville tonight, and I'm joined by the group's conductor and co-founder, Eric Jacobson. Eric, tell us a little bit about the diversity of the music and the musicians in your collective.
Sure. Well, that recording that you just played from our album called Ground Beneath Our Feet actually speaks a lot to what we do, which is, so it had a Bach concerto for violin and oboe, as it did a Reich double concerto for two violins, the Dumbarton Oaks concerto, which we just listened to. My brother Colin wrote a piece that was a double concerto for violin and Persian instrument called the santur. An Iranian musician came from Tehran to play with us, someone that we've known for a while. And I think those kind of things all state what we're about. Actually, there's another track on the album that was written by all the members, or by seven members of the ensemble, called The Ground Beneath Our Feet, and featuring a singer-songwriter, Christina Corton, and other composers from within the orchestra coming together and building something. So I think, honestly, it sounds like that's a really good transition to the idea of where we are right now, which is in Asheville, and we're just so excited to be here to play and to work with Free Range Asheville, because this is, as you said, yes, we do get to play in some great halls, and that's great, but it feels like being here right now is so much of where we come from, which is like, let's make something happen in this town and make it beautiful, take every opportunity to really exercise the muscles of a city and see like where it can grow. And it's so great to be here in this great town.
Well, let's talk more about that project. I'm joined now by the co-founders of Free Range Asheville. It's a new cross-disciplinary arts organization that brought the Knights to town to kick off their inaugural season. Estelle Woodward-Arnall is a choreographer. Estelle, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tank. Frank, it's wonderful to be here.
Jeff Arnall is a composer, percussionist, writer, and producer. Jeff, welcome to the State of Things.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going very well. Give us an idea of what's behind Free Range Asheville. What is it? What are you trying to do?
Well, we've had this vision of coming to Asheville for many years now and starting an arts organization. Both Jeff and I have been working collaboratively together in the Northeast, in New York and Philadelphia specifically, producing a pretty wide range of performance opportunities for ourselves as well as other artists. And Asheville just has such a wonderfully vibrant cultural community here. We have a lot of connections to the community here through family. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And we felt like this was the perfect place to come back and plant some seeds and start something new. that would give us the opportunity to work with a lot of different types of artists and in different disciplines and formats.
Jeff, what do you imagine going forward? I mean, obviously the Knights bring music to a concert hall. Are we talking about the visual arts as well, dance, all art forms? And I guess from what we would call high to low in terms of culture, folk art, haute couture, if you will, is all of that sort of part of this project, or are you focused on a particular area?
Well, we have certain interests, of course, and we're really excited to almost take a read of we've been in town for in Asheville for 6 months now. We've been visiting Asheville, you know, for a long time. My family's, I guess, been here for 15 years. So we've been visiting closely for 15 years and kind of, you know, observing. We would also like to mirror, you know, or some reflect to a certain degree of what's happening here and what's needed here, or, you know, or what we could add to the mix. As far as our interest, we have a lot of ideas, but we can't be everything. And so that's part of the idea of being a small, nimble organization, is that we can pick and choose. And, you know, we're lucky, of course, to have this terrific opportunity with the Knights Chamber Orchestra tonight. But we're also, you know, from an orchestra, we're going to go to, you know, an indie rock musician. Hopefully that will happen in June. You know, Daniel Bajul is scheduled to perform in Asheville. We're also going to have Ken Vandermark, who is a jazz composer, and we're going to have a conversation about a publication of his. So a lot of what we're doing, planning out for the future, will include, say, installation work or multimedia work. We're interested in this. We're also interested in kind of, you know, taking a reflection of, say, Black Mountain College that, you know, of course, is so much a part of this region, and the idea of how art is connected. And that's kind of the play on words that is part of our tagline, is the idea of connecting culture and counterculture and what that means to different folks. And we kind of find that exciting, and how we can mix it up. It's exciting, and we're looking forward to see what's going to happen in the future.
Well, Eric Jacobson, maybe there is an example of that in the title track of your new album, and you described it as a collective work from members of your own group, The Knights, The Ground Beneath Our Feet. I want to play a clip from that right now. There's a clip from The Ground Beneath Our Feet, title track from the orchestral collective The Knights' new album. Group is performing at the Diana Wortham Theater in Asheville tonight. Eric Jacobson is co-founder. And Eric, you know, when we listen to that piece and you talk about the theory and kind of how your group came together, and then you listen to the aspirations of the founders of Free Range Asheville, I mean, it seems to me that if you bring enough bright and talented people together and show them the potential, then a lot of new good things come from it. And I don't know, maybe that's sort of an exemplified in that song itself.
Absolutely. I'll just say right now, that was Christina Corton singing, and that was her song. It was her addition to the piece, The Ground Beneath Our Feet. She's a violinist in The Knights, and she's also one of the most talented singer-songwriters I've ever met. She has, to her own right, many albums, or a half dozen albums that are out that you could get on iTunes and elsewhere. She's just incredible. And just a little background on that piece. We all came together, seven musicians came together and took a ground or like a passacaglia, like an old, old form, 500-year-old form of writing a piece together, and everyone sort of took the same jumping off point, a little bit like Iron Chef, like today you're going to work with salmon and wasabi and plums, and then you're going to make something for us. And seven people did it in very different ways, and then we stitched it together. And the song that you just heard is sort of the ending part, the last movement of that piece. And yeah, it does speak to the idea that, well, you bring a lot of people together who are all extremely talented and you get something incredible out of it. And I think I would assume that with Free Range Asheville and I know with the Knights is that we're, you know, we're willing to see things change. And actually, we could imagine where it is going. And then, of course, you have to realize that there's a chance things are going to go differently than you imagine them. Right. And certainly that piece was one of them.
Well, Jeff,
that piece was...
Go ahead.
That piece was also a celebration of the 75th anniversary of Dumbarton Oaks in Washington, D.C. And that entire album was recorded in Dumbarton Oaks live before an audience, which was quite fun. And, of course, celebrating a 75-year-old piece by commissioning two new works was very exciting.
Well, Estelle, it does seem to me that bringing people together in the room is an important part of this and sort of getting us out of our digital silos to think about the possibilities. Yeah, it seems to be one of the points of your project. Am I right?
Absolutely. We really want to try to create a lot of different ways for people to experience artists' work and engage with the creative process. So, you know, we're starting off with the Knights in a more traditional performance venue, but we're moving on to have this Cultural Thinkers series that Jeff referred to. We also are really interested in bringing different generations together with different types of workshops. So, you know, we want to create a deep, long-lasting impression with the people who are experiencing programs through Free Range Asheville.
I want to thank all of you for being on the program. Estelle Woodward-Arnall and Jeff Arnall are the co-founders of Free Range Asheville, a new arts organization that aims to bring cross-disciplinary art to people of all ages and economic backgrounds. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
And Eric Jacobson, co-founder and conductor of The Knights, an orchestral collective kicking off the inaugural season of Free Range Asheville with a performance at the Diana Wortham Theater tonight at 7. Eric, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
You can find out more about that at our website, stateofthings.org. Thank you for listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.